people, relationships. We have different relationships with lots of different people, the people we work with, the people we socialize with, our family, our friends, our next door neighbors, people we see once a week, people we see once a year, people we see every day, people we play sport with, people we go to church with. We interact with people on a day-to-day basis, of course. But what about that special person, that one person, that soulmate, your partner, your wife, your husband, the person that you want to invest your emotions in, the person you'd like to be in love with? How do you attract that perfect person? And isn't that the bazillion dollar question that most people don't have an answer to? There's books and seminars and people with opinions, and there's workshops, and you can have counseling, and there's lots of ideas about how to attract the perfect person. Now with social media, you can Facebook and you can Tinder and you can go onto different websites for dating, and you can find apparently your perfect person online. Just type in what you need and that's what you'll get. However, if you really do want to find that beautiful person, is there really a way? And I don't know. How the hell would I know? What I do know, however, is that after living on the planet for 50 plus years, having had some magnificent relationships, beautiful, beautiful people that I've had the privilege of attracting into my life, having been married now for over 20 years and with a person who adds massive value to my life, having managed health clubs for 20 plus years, and one of the big reasons that people are unhappy when they walk into the door of a health club, you say, hello, how are you? They will tell you, I'm angry with my partner or my boyfriend or my husband or my wife, and I'm really angry, so I have to train hard. A lot of people are unhappy, and I ask them, why are you unhappy? And they tell me it's because of their relationship. Having been a professional speaker for well over 20 years, one of the things that people talk to me most about at the end of a time when I have a chat is, how do I get into a better relationship? How do I have better people in my life? And most importantly, how do I attract that beautiful person into my life? Having been in education now for over 20 years, like, you can imagine that my students are either married or single or in and out of relationships. They break up and they get together with different people, and there's always a conversation going on about relationships. And I'm sure in your life you have exactly the same. So all I want to ask is a couple of really important questions that I have found that may add value to your relationship and to your life. So the all important question, I think, first is, who are you? What kind of person are you? What do you stand for? What do you believe in? What are your core values? What's important to you? What are you passionate about? What sport do you play? What social time do you really enjoy? What activities do you want to keep doing for the rest of your life? They're all the things that are you. And unfortunately, when people get into a relationship, they tend to compromise, they sacrifice who they are because they want to attract somebody else into their life. Or as women, which is an absolute classic, we find somebody we think we might like, but they'll be really awesome when we change them. However, if you know who you are and what you stand for and what you're passionate about and what you believe in, I'm sure that you wouldn't want somebody to try and change you, convince you to be a different kind of a person. Or if you pretend to be somebody else to fit into a relationship, to try and make a relationship work, I'm sure that the common sense in that tells you automatically that that relationship probably won't work. So the first question is, who are you? And never compromise your standards, your core values for somebody else. It's really important to be who you are. The next question then, of course, is, who do you want to attract into your life? And I always find it interesting because I say to people, do you have a non-negotiable standards list for the people that you want to have in your life, and more importantly, the person that you want to have the spend the rest of your life with? If you go to a real estate agent, you don't just say, I want to buy a house. You'll usually say, I want to buy a four-bedroom house. It's got to have a double garage, got to have a swimming pool, got to have some tennis courts, got to have big bathrooms. We've usually got a list of things that we require for a house that we want to live in, and consequently, then we can attract that house into our lives because we've got people looking for us, e.g. real estate agents, or we're looking for ourselves because we're searching the World Wide Web. So why in a relationship do we rely on this thing called passion or lust, where we go, oh, this person is making my heart race or giving me goosebumps, so they must be perfect for me? And I think most of us that have been in relationships like that know that that does last if you want it to, but sometimes it's not the defining factor of the relationship. So what is important to you in a relationship? And it's your list, so you can have whatever you want. For example, it might be that you want a person who's a non-smoker. You want somebody who's interested in the same sport as you or has a sport that they're interested in. It might be that you want somebody who has core values in regards to a religion. You might want them to be tall or short. Excuse me. You might want them to have a certain cleanliness character trait or be organized. You might want them to be have the opportunity to be a good father or a good mother. You might want them to come from a certain place, from a cultural background. You might want them to have a sense of humor, to be intelligent, to be educated, to be financially free. They're all things that you are allowed to put on your list. The interesting thing with relationships, you'll often hear people say, oh, he shouldn't be with him or she shouldn't be with her or that relationship won't work. They don't belong together. Well, that's not up to other people to decide, of course. The important thing is who are you and then who do you want to attract? Now, when I ask people to create that list, what's your non-negotiable list? It's interesting because people always come back to me with a great list. Yes, I want somebody who's happy and positive and they're educated and they're friendly and they're not moody and they're a respectful person and they have goals and they've got a great job and the list goes on. However, the logical next question should, of course, be, are you that person? The person that you want to attract into your life will only, of course, be attracted to you if that's you. If you want somebody who's funny, you better have a sense of humor. If you want somebody who's highly educated, best you be highly educated so you have something to talk about. If you want somebody that's healthy, fit and strong, lean and in great shape, very unlikely that that person will be attracted to somebody who isn't. So when you put your non-negotiable standard list together, the next great question to ask yourself is, what do I need to do to become this person? And if you are already, then be really proud of who you are. Be able to look at yourself and say, I'm a really great person. I always ask this question, do you ever get lonely or do you feel like you need to have people in your life? And the reason I ask that question is when you like who you are, when you're proud of who you are, when you're doing what you're passionate about, when you're respectful of yourself so you have a career that you love and you're physically fit and you're doing all the things in your life that you love, then you often don't need to have people in your life because you love being with you. And a great psychologist, one of the members at my health clubs many years ago shared this with me. He said, Rowie, the people in your life shouldn't be your life. They should just add value to your life. And I've made that my mantra, my fundamental, my foundation for all my relationships, that the people in my life should add value to my life, not be my life. And that then came together with a song by Alanis Morissette, just one line in her song where she shares that, I don't want to be your other half because one and one makes two. And we often talk about in relationships that this person completes me or I was half a person until this person came along. And once again, the great psychologist shared with me that you should be a complete person all on your own and then you will attract another complete person. So you've decided who you are, you decided who you want to attract, and you're going to be the person that would attract that kind of a person. The next interesting thing comes in when people talk about sacrifice and compromise. So what do I have to sacrifice in a relationship and what do I have to compromise? And I think those two words are really sad. For me, they sound a bit ugly and a bit hard. If you find the best person for you, they would never ask you to compromise who you are or to sacrifice any part of your life. The same as I'm sure you would not like somebody to ask you to compromise who you are or to sacrifice any part of your life. I've heard so many examples of people who've shared with me, my girlfriend wants me to quit my sport. My husband wants me to stop investing time with my girlfriends. My boyfriend says that I can't go out anymore on Saturdays with the kids to play football because I have to be home doing the housework. If somebody in your life is controlling you, trying to change you, trying to make you a different person, trying to stop you from doing what you're passionate about, another interesting example of that is I often see with my MAC students, people who really want to become top level fitness professionals. And if they are passionate about their study, they obviously put 100% into their study. And often people come back to me and say, well, my partner's not happy because I'm spending so much time studying. And then it's my partner's not happy because I'm spending so much time marketing my business. And then my partner's not happy because I'm spending so much time with my clients or because my clients are so good looking. Or I should be home and I'm running my business. If you have somebody in your life who's passionate about your passion, they will be excited that you want to be working in your business. They'll be excited that you want to be really good at what you do. And it's interesting that if you have somebody who's really passionate about your passion, then you're more likely to want to come home. If you've got somebody at home who nags you and says, where have you been and what have you been doing and why are you hanging out with all these clients who are so good looking and so pretty, you may not want to come home. So are you the person that somebody wants to come home to? And if the person you're with has a passion and then a drive and a focus and a commitment for the things in their life, what are yours? What do you do for passion? And what are you excited about doing? And what do you do that really gets you excited to get out of bed? And what's your purpose? Because those two people together make a dynamic duo of let's go and do what we love to do. People often say to me, Roey came in, goes and he fights taekwondo all over the world and he spend a lot of time apart. He's traveling, you're traveling, you're in different countries, different parts of the world. You don't see each other very often. How does the relationship work? And what's really interesting is that every relationship I've ever spoken to, and I always ask when I find people who are happy, that have been together for a long time, that seem respectful of each other, that are still holding hands, that are still in love with each other, they're still in lust with each other, they're still making love to each other after a very long time, I always ask, how did this happen? And it's always the same answer. We are respectful of each other. We treat each other as individuals. We have our own interests. And when we're together, it's really exciting because we've got something to talk about. We've got something to be excited about together. So if you have a passion, if it's your sport, if it's your business, if it's your career path, if it's your Christian beliefs, if it's your culture, and the person in your life is not supportive of that, you have a headspace that's a little bit complicated, because when you're playing your sport, you're thinking, I should be home with my partner. And when you're with your partner, you're thinking, I should be, or I really want to be out playing my sport. So the suggestion is that you never compromise or sacrifice who you are, and the person that you attract into your life will be the same. They will have a passion and they would never want you to ask them to change or sacrifice or give up what they are passionate about. So why is all that important? I don't have any children, so I have no right to talk about having children. However, I invest a lot of time with other people's children. And one of the things that I wish for every child that I've ever invested time with that has been unhappy is that they have this going on in their life. If you have two people who hate each other, or they're living in a comfortable, boring relationship, or they fight all the time, or they're just not meant to be together, do you not think that children pick up on that? I always ask parents this question. The relationship that you're in at the moment, would you want that for your children? Children look at what you do for a living. If you've sacrificed what you're passionate about to go and get a lousy, stinking, rotten job to suit your partner, would you want that for your children? And children will look at that. If you're going to work every day, I hate my job, but I have to go and earn money to support the family, then children will either believe that that's the only life that they have, or they're just going to be unhappy because you're unhappy. And obviously, we all feel when there's people in our lives who are not doing what they're passionate about. If you are then unfit, unhealthy, out of shape because you hate your job and you don't like your relationship, do you not think that our children can feel that? Do you not think we have a challenge with overweight children because we have a challenge with overweight parents? Parents who may drink too much and eat too much because they're unhappy in a relationship and they're unhappy in a job that they don't like. Maybe the relationship is keeping them out of the job that they're really passionate about. Children need role models. Our kids need somebody to say to them, you can be happy, you can be healthy, you can be fit, you can be strong, you can have a career that you love, and you can attract great people into your life who will make your life even better. You standalone person are a great person and your life will be awesome. But when you're an awesome person, you'll also attract great people into your life. So here's the question. Are you being who you are, or are you compromising and sacrificing your core values for somebody else? The people that you want to attract into your life, and this is an awkward question. If you have no partner at the moment, it's easy. get your non-negotiable list going, become that person and start attracting great people in your life. But if you already are in a relationship, this becomes very uncomfortable. Are you happy? Are you with somebody that you're really passionate about, that gives you goosebumps and gets you excited and challenges your headspace as well as your physical excitement? And if not, why not? Why would you be in a relationship that's just comfortable or ordinary or average? Surely life is too short to be in a relationship like that. In business, we call it zero-based thinking. Go back to the beginning. If I was going to do this all over again, would I do it the same way or would I do it differently? If you could get out of the current relationship that you're in, would you want to get back into it really quickly because you couldn't live without that person because you really love having them in your life? They add massive value to your life. You add massive value to their life and you have a great relationship versus, whoa, if I could get out of here, I would. Well, the beautiful thing about relationships is that you can get out of them. You don't have to stay. And if you're a parent who's saying, I should stay because of the kids, or I should stay because of our religious persuasion, or I should stay because it's the right thing to do, is it really the right thing to do to sacrifice who you are for somebody else? Would you want somebody else to sacrifice who they are for you? And if the answer is yes, please ask yourself why. Why would you want somebody to give up their sport, their business, their career, their passion to be with you? Wouldn't that make them less of who they really are? Were you not attracted to that person in the first place because of who they are? One of those classic examples is women who are attracted to rock stars, for example, or football stars or movie stars. And then they get really jealous because there's other women who are attracted to the same football star, movie star, rock star. You were attracted to them because of who they are. If you try and change somebody to become who you want them to be, they are no longer who they are. If you are changing, sacrificing, compromising who you are for somebody else, I'm just going to ask this simple question. In the long term or even the short term, will that make you happy? And ultimately, that is the only form of success, that you wake up every single day being happy. So what a great question. Am I who I want to be? Have I become the person I'm really proud of? Do I have a non-negotiable list of things that I want to have for the people in my life? Am I that person and am I attracting those kinds of people into my life? And then once I've found that person, am I respectful of that person and what they're passionate about and what they're doing? Am I a respectful person, not just to myself, but to all of the people in my life? And then am I setting that example for perhaps the children in my life or the people who are observing my life? If you want to have a happy life, it's about being who you are.